This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. It's a little cold outside, but we're going to have some fun, inspiring chat in here and have a wonderful afternoon.
Yep.
And guess what? My partner in crime's back.
Yep. It's not just another show.
It's Alan Painter's back.
Back in the house.
It's the world tour. He's back.
I'm happy to be back. You know, it's like... Took a little vacation last week. I hate to even say this, but to Florida, going down and saw my daughter, did the Disney World thing, mm-hmm. went down there and felt like a real conservative person down there, whooping it up for DeSantis. You know, I needed it after
Mickey
the
Mouse.
Election. You know, it's on Mickey Mouse. You know, I thought it would be best if I didn't get on the airwaves the week after the election. I knew I wouldn't be able to control myself. So, and today we got some good news.
Yeah.
I just heard, you know, I mean, gotta love that Harney County judge.
Hey, way to go.
And so... No, I've been busy.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
It is. Hey, we can't. And you know, that's the one thing we got. Don't sweat this stuff, people. It'll
yes.
be what it'll be. You know, let's get involved in the process. You know, right now, I mean, but don't let us consume us. Don't let the frustration turn to anger and hate. We'll get through it. It's going to be fine.
Well, and we did our part, and we voted, and now we can do our part to move it along however we're hoping it to go, and then let it go in the Lord's hands.
We voted, so we get our ticket to complain. If you didn't vote, don't whine.
I don't think that works. I don't think people. I think they do it anyway, but that's okay.
Yep.
So just let it go. Let God deal with it.
Absolutely. That's all. It's all small stuff.
Yeah.
So here we are in the throes of the Christmas season, and I got to admit, I love the Christmas season. You know, people see our office, and they say I might go a little overboard.
I heard that a time or two last week, but I also heard it almost has its own GPS because people felt guided in by the light.
Yeah. Well, you know, it started probably 15, 20 years ago. I put a tree up on top of the building, simple little Christmas tree. And we had one of the elderly residents over at the Rose Motel come by, and with tears in her eyes, she shared how that was the only tree she gets.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't had one for 10 years. And so, whoops, hooked by the heartstrings, I got to see that this wasn't just something I do every year to make the ladies in the office happy, that it actually touches people in the neighborhood. And we hear that every year, and it's just awesome. Yeah, when I'm up there and it's raining and blowing, putting these inflatables, it's good. It's good to see the little kids.
Well, and it was really fun because then on Facebook, a post pops up and Calder from the Kodiak Bar posted it and said, you know, thank you for cheering up and for all the holiday spirit, and how he really missed when a lot of people downtown did that. And you just drive downtown and terrace and look at all the beautiful Christmas lights up. But it's not as common anymore. So anyway, he was very appreciative and posted that. And I thought that
awesome.
Was really nice.
I hadn't heard that. Well,
that was while you were gone.
Yep. Well, for all those that think it's a little overboard, well, I'm just doing a little bit more for those who don't.
There you go. It's funny. Well, I'm excited today because we have a special guest with us.
Very special guest.
Yes.
And I'm excited about this.
Yes. I know you love history. So
especially local history.
We have Tricia Powell, who is what I have been told is a passionate volunteer and board member by some of the others involved at the Floyd Lane House.
The Floyd Lane?
Floyd.
Floyd.
Floyd Lane. That's what I said, right?
All right, everybody, Douglas County.
We're going to get
this
right.
Shannon's been calling it the Flood House.
Or the Floyd. I'm all over the place.
Floyd Lane. And actually, I didn't know Lane. It's Floyd Lane House.
And we owe the critic correct pronunciation to that to Tricia. So see, she's already educated us.
We went to the expert.
Yeah, so we went. So Tricia, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be here. We so appreciate it.
You are welcome.
So tell us a little bit about the house and the history, and you have so much knowledge. We want you to impart it upon us.
So the house is kind of a Southern colonial construction. Originally, it was just single level, more of a cabin, and they built as they had money. So the house that you see today is two-story, and it was completed in 1876. And the house itself is, a lot of people in the area call it the Lane House because of General Joseph Lane. He was the first territorial governor of Oregon. And his wife, Polly, was at his side when he was sworn in Salem. And her dress is actually upstairs encased in glass on display at the Lane House. It's the Flowood Lane House because General Joseph Lane lived across the street. For those of you that are older residents of Douglas County, you remember that Douglas County Farmers Co-op was across the street there. That's where his house was. It was torn down and then eventually became the co-op. Now it's just a parking lot. But across the street is where Emily, his daughter, lived with her husband, John Flowood, and they raised their six children there.
So could you kind of share where people sort of envision where the house is?
544 Southeast Douglas Avenue. So if you turned... and here I'm going to give you landmarks, sorry. Yeah. Oregon Tool and Supply, right there, is on the corner of Stevens and Douglas. If you made a right at Oregon Tool and you went around the corner, it's just right there on Douglas Street. The house next to it has a bayfront window, and that's Simon Lane's house, built a little bit later. Simon Lane was Emily's brother. Both houses will be open this Sunday, December 11th, from 1 to 4 for a holiday open house. Refreshments, free to the public. We will have a teen violinist and a pianist there, and the Oakland Singers will be there at 2 o'clock to perform as well.
So how long have you been involved with the program or with on the board?
I volunteered with the Lane House in college 25 years ago, and then just recently in 2019 got involved with the board again. I was involved with helping their Umpqua Trapper publication get published. The Umpqua Trapper is something that has been published continuously for 58 years.
And I didn't know it was still published. I tell you what, folks, if you've never seen an Umpqua Trapper, it is the greatest taste of local history.
It is.
You know, it is. Yes. It is awesome. So I'm going to have to somehow get on the mailing list or subscribe or whatever. I did not know it was
subscriptions.
Still...
Anyone that joins the Douglas County Historical Society, it's $50 membership a year. And we have other activities throughout the year that help support any of the expenses at the house. And as part of your $50 membership, you receive the Umpqua Trapper four times a year. And the articles are just amazing. We have a really diverse board that just brings interesting stories. You know, the friends, family, relatives that they have in the area will suggest, and then they put photos with it too, so that way you see a little bit of the history. Those photos also go on Facebook, on our website and Facebook.
Well, you know, I love, like I said, I love local history, and I think we really do. Sorry, people, my phone's going. Let's see who's calling me.
We're live.
Angie,
that happens.
Angie, I'm on the air. Okay. Sorry, people.
We have your husband on the radio, Angie.
So, you know, and I think local history is something that's just really not taught enough in our area. I remember back when I was at Melrose, they used to have a week. And it was fantastic. And so I really want to say thank you and to the board and all those associated with, because it's a lot of work. I hope a lot of people take advantage and go to the open house. But think about this. These are people that are keeping history alive for the next generation and the next generation. So I really want to give you a heartfelt thank you, because I know it's a lot of work. And so I really appreciate the work that you guys have done to see our downtown and what's been preserved. It's awesome.
It is. Historic houses are a lot of work. You have foundations. A lot of them, when they were built, they had different foundations than houses do today. And there's old wiring and things like that. The Douglas County Historical Society came into being in 1957. even prior to when they started the museum, we worked together in partnership with the Douglas County Museum often. And the house was donated to the Douglas County Historical Society by Catherine Bain, and she was a direct descendant of General Joseph Lane and his daughter Emily. And that's how it came to be. And then we've just had some passionate people over the years that are still, you know, the board changes and mm-hmm. people come into the area, move out of the area, but we still have a large group. And then we have volunteers that come and leave the house open on Sundays from 1 to 4. And it's free. If someone feels the need to leave a donation, they can. That goes towards keeping the lights on and
right.
and those things. But all of us that volunteer are just doing it for the love of history. So.
Well, and I was going to say, I was looking at your flyer, and there's nothing that says a cost on here per person.
No, it's all just free, open, especially you know for families. We just want people to come and see the house and right. enjoy it, see what's there. You know, there are things like a melodeon, and a melodeon is a very small instrument. It would remind you of a keyboard, but it's obviously all ivory keys and a wooden case. Very small, tabletop size, and it's believed to be the first musical instrument in Roseburg. Came by ship to Scottsburg and then on wagon all the way through Elkton and to Roseburg. Downstairs in the home, in the dining room area of the Floyd Lane house, there's a bay window. And the bay window is also believed to be one of the earliest ones in Roseburg. And General Joseph Lane loved to play chess when he came over to his daughter and grandkids' home for dinner. And so he would sit at that bay window and wave at the train. At the time, the train only came and just stopped right there where the tracks go across Douglas Street. And so they would stop. At the end of the day, he would try to get people to come over and play chess with him, you know.
How neat is that?
And he'd keep a bucket of sand out there in case sparks flew from the engines to get rid of gas, you know, and fires.
That's, I mean, it's history, I was going to say, but there's a lot of history encapsulated inside of that home, it sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's really cool. Well, that went by too quick, so it's already time for a break, but we're going to be back in just a moment with more with Tricia Powell here, and we're going to talk some more history after this break here on Your Q, News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. Okay.
I'm having fun today.
Okay. I kind of flubbed up that exit, so I'm going to be better next time, guys. You just wait. I'm going
to
bust this next
people,
one out
you have
good.
To understand. I just want to give Shannon a little excuse here. Yesterday ended her Medicare season, so her brain is fried today.
I'm fried. I'm not done. I mean, I'm done as far as signing it up and rolling
the
people,
chaos.
But now the other set of work starts. But
yeah, it's kind of fun. I've been kind of making fun of her today because she's kind of really doing some stupid stuff. So if she does anything stupid on the air,
yeah,
just laugh along with me.
Yeah, it's okay. But I just want to hear more about the history here, our local history. I mean, you learned the trappers yep. still available, and you didn't know that, so we're going to get him hooked up with that. And
I am. I'm excited
that.
For that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to learn some more and get down there and see the house.
I know. I have my grandson this weekend while his parents are hunting, and I'm thinking we might be stopping by between 1 and 4 on Sunday. It's good to expose the littles to the cool things. It really kind of hit me when you were talking about the melodeon and coming over on a ship and then a wagon, and I was envisioning all that, and I'm like, it's a miracle it even exists.
Absolutely.
That's just amazing to me.
Well, you know, I love to walk downtown and just, you know, I admit it, when I was in high school, I used to walk downtown in the middle of the street at night and look at the buildings. And it's really fun when you go to a house like this is to envision how it was mm-hmm. back when.
Right, yeah.
And to think of how they did that. You know, how did they build that? I mean, we didn't have craftsmen saws. We didn't have anything.
The tools.
Yeah, and yet with all those tools available today, we're not building houses like anywhere near what they built back then. And so anyway, I keep rambling on here, but I want to hear more about this house.
I do. So Tricia, thank you again, Tricia Powell.
You're welcome.
For being here with us and talking about it. So touch a little bit more on the Christmas open house or just events that you have at the home throughout the year.
So the open house is something that we've been able to have. The last time we had it was in 2019. So now we're able to have, you know, this back open to the
Yay.
Community after COVID.
Yes.
and so we're open from 1 to 4 on Sunday, December 11th. And we'll have a teen pianist playing the piano and the melodeon and a teen violinist and the Oakland Singers. And if you've never seen the Oakland Singers, they come in costume. It looks like mm-hmm. a Dickens Christmas Carol. And they're going to be coming and singing, just kind of traveling back and forth between both the Floyd Lane House and the Simon Lane House, which is next door. And it will be open. The downstairs of the Simon Lane House is fully decorated and restored for the time era. So that house is also open to the public and decorated as well. And throughout the year, we'll have other events. So we'll have a Valentine's Day event on February 12th, which is just 2 days before Oregon's birthday, which is always February 14th, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. And then on May 14th, we're going to have a Mother's Day event. This is our second annual Mother's Day event. We had this last year as well. So we had lemonade and a little carnation for all the moms and grandmas and any lady that came. We gave that out.
Oh,
we had some
nice.
Chocolates. We have a really great committee that has restored the gardens all around the house. And in the back, they have done a beautiful fencing area and a gazebo and put pollinator plants in there for butterflies and other pollinators mm-hmm. and bees in the area. And as soon as the weather is nice, we'll have that garden open to the public. So you can tour through that after you tour through the house.
Well, and I think Marcia had sent me some photographs of
yes.
it for the summer, which was beautiful. And
yes.
I was like, oh, that's nice. So I encourage people, if they do go to this, to mm-hmm. go back when things are in bloom, because
yes.
the pictures were very pretty. And it just looked like a lovely place to sit and hang out
yes.
for a little bit in the beautiful weather.
Yes.
And did you get that? The price was free.
Free.
Yes.
You know, so that shows you the incredible commitment by volunteers to be able to put these together. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Let's make it hard on them this December 11th. let's really show up.
Show up.
You know,
I think Hunter and I are going.
You know, please bring your children and don't just walk them through the house. Walk them through history.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the little stuff and share with them and open up their minds because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing the things that, you know, as adults we don't see and to be able to share that. And then, mm-hmm. you know, it's a fantastic opportunity.
Yes.
Do you have staff members that are able to curate it in some way?
Yes.
For those of us that maybe have no clue what we're looking at.
That don't
yes.
even know how to pronounce it.
we always like to give guided tours, and that's why we always have at least one or two staff members on hand. The head of our house volunteer committee is Maria Krentz, and she's always looking for more volunteers. We like to have at least two at the house on Sundays. And so if you're interested in history, if you have lived in Douglas County a while and you just like to come once a month, maybe you'd like to sit with your knitting and just relax right. or and just give people tours, you know, through the house. We have informational brochures. So if you don't really know as much about the house, no worry. We have informational brochures that you can read from. And if you're interested in volunteering, call Maria Krentz. Her phone number is 541-784-7398.
Oh, she's so delightful. So just
she
call
is
her.
Maria
just
is wonderful.
We hope you're listening, Maria.
I'm sure she is. But the thing I love about it is when she called and she reached out about getting on the show, she had said, "I love that you talk about the Lord. I love that you talk about being blessed. I love that you're not embarrassed about your religion or your faith or your belief system." And that I told her that I really needed to hear that at the time because it's really not, quotes, popular today in what some people would think or whatever, but we're doing what we want to do
yep.
on here the way we want to do it, and it's nice that it's well received. And so those kind words are wonderful, and I am very appreciative for her. And I would say when you go to the open house event, let them know how much you enjoy it or you feel like it, because volunteers run on joy
and love
and you have to fill that love tank for them to keep going. You know, volunteers, it's a selfless act, but in a way it's usually does fulfill you in some way.
Absolutely.
And so say thank you to everybody when you go there this weekend.
Absolutely. And I want to, Maria, I hope you are listening. I want to thank you for reaching out and getting on the show, and thank you for your commitment. I know you probably don't have enough volunteers on your board, so thank you, and thank you to everybody down there. I'm looking forward to this. And it's supposed to be a rainy weekend, so what better way to spend it inside, especially at Christmas? How cool is this going to be?
Yeah, you know, with the singers.
Yeah.
And the house will be decorated. We'll have goodies. One of our volunteers is making lots of themed goodies appropriate for the Victorian era. And so it will just be a wonderful time. The house is already decorated inside and out. So we're looking forward to having guests in person.
And that's kind of neat because we got the other house right next to it. Mm-hmm. So we can see the neighborhood from the 1800s.
Yeah. I'm curious, Tricia, if you guys will have either the prescription or subscription that you had mentioned to Alan.
The Trapper.
She said if you get a membership.
Yes, yep. We do have forms there to Good. Join as a membership. You could just fill Good. Out very easily.
Or to donate.
Yes, and to donate as well. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to.
Good girl.
I'm setting the table for
Absolutely.
People to feel bad if they go in there and don't donate at this free event.
Well, you know, it's like, look at all this meat.
I'll lay the guilt on them.
I mean, the expense of these events plus the expense of the upkeep on a home like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, my house is 25 years old, and it's horrendous, the upkeep. You know, imagine the work we have to do mm-hmm. on an older home like that.
Yes, there is a huge crew, grounds and the garden and just even housekeeping, dusting, cleaning. You know, it's a constant need. We have a lot of high school students that have come recently to help in the garden, pull weeds and those things. And I know they had a crew of helpers when they established the garden, put in the pathways and things like that. But we could always use more helpers.
I was just thinking the heating bill just to keep it warm enough for people to come in and out. I mean, it's an older house and electricity isn't cheap these days.
Well, you know, and look at think of this, the balance. Okay, we have to repair something. Okay, but we still have to keep that, you know, the heritage and the antiqueness. So it's not like we can just go down to, Gerritsen's Lumber and buy some mm-hmm. new light fixtures. So it would be a challenge. Mm-hmm.
So, how do you guys generate your funds since you're not like charging anything for this or for the other events? Do you charge that we mentioned, the mothers or the?
No, we work on donations. People give donations as they come to the house, and then the sales of the Umpqua Trapper. Okay. If we sell them in the community, they're at a few locations here in the area, and then the subscriptions from the $50.
$50
membership.
I know.
Every year.
That's you need a lot of those. We need a lot of trapper buy-in out there.
I have so much fun when I go to a garage sale and you find a box of these old trapper. I mean, this has been going a long time, mm-hmm. and to be able to get a pile of those and go through the history of our community. I mean that, and it's really neat because you run across names in the trapper. It's like, whoa, those people are, you know, their descendants are clients of ours. And, you know, it's really neat to see the connections.
Did you say you started that?
No. I worked on doing the layout for the Umpqua Trapper.
I was wondering when you said layout, maybe Dale, I was thinking that.
No.
In my mind.
Dale, we have lots of talented writers, and they would send them to me, and then I would, you know, get that ready to go to press.
Okay.
Dale Greenlee is the editor-in-chief of the Umpqua Trapper, and he's been editor for several years, and another local person, and he's just very gifted with finding articles and searching up the different photos that might go with that. Checking.
I just want to see one.
The museum, the Douglas County Museum, has an excellent resource of all of the old photos are online, so you can search that way for old family photos or just photos of Douglas County. And Dale has gone in and done an index. So if you're looking for a particular article or you're interested in something particular, you can go on to the website, click on the index, and it will list the Trapper issue over the whole 58 years, the issue and the article that you could look for, and then contact the Historical Society if you wanted a copy of that specific issue.
How neat. So those past
I just lost Alan tomorrow. I just lost you at work tomorrow.
You're never coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, he's he's going to be online in his office all day looking at that tomorrow. That's fascinating. That's super cool to know. I want to see one now.
Oh, yeah, it was really cool.
I
you
honestly
you
hadn't
will
seen
enjoy
one
it.
Yet. That's amazing.
Well, I encourage everybody to to get online and check that out, because it is really kind of neat to see life back in the 1800s, and this isn't fiction. This is the real deal.
And Tricia was so gracious to bring us a little stack of flyers that we'll put in the lobby tomorrow. So if anybody wants to stop by Premier Insurance and get a flyer for the Christmas open house this weekend, please feel free to stop by. We'll have them right inside the door.
And I'll post one up on our Facebook page. That's great. And so anybody can go there and look there.
And our Facebook page is Douglas County Historical Society. You can follow us on Facebook there. Several different members put photos up there just from time to time, different items in the house, just to kind of share that with the community. And our email address, if anyone has any questions, because we're not at the house every day to answer the phone, email would be the easiest, and it is dchsoregon@gmail.com.
So that was D as in dog, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, S as in Sam. All right.
Oregon@gmail.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much,
Trisha,
for being on here. I look forward. We're going to actually have her back in the March, first part of April, to talk about Daughters of the Revolution. So I'm really excited to hear about that, all these cool things that you're involved in. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And we wish you the biggest success this weekend. So
And Merry Christmas. Thank
you. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas. We'll be back in just a moment with the Umpqua Survival Local Business Buzz and Spider King Studios. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival and our buddies out on Diamond Lake Boulevard out there. So
thanks, Carlos.
And company. And buddies. Crew. Yep. And group. So today on for the Local Business Buzz, we are having Spider King Studios, which has actually been on once before a while ago. It's been a little while.
And I missed that, so I'm really intrigued to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, so Jake helped start Spider Kings, or was the starting driving force of Spider King Studios, and in high school, correct? Is that right, Jake?
Yeah, well, we did a bunch of short films back then. We officially founded the company in 2019. That's when we got serious about it. But yeah, we've been doing it for a while.
And it's super amazing what he can do with the equipment and with the budget that you have, what they've been able to produce. So since you were in last, you were just teasing about maybe a next project or something, but now you are going to be doing a premiere soon. So tell us about your latest adventure.
Yeah, that's right. So we've been working on a film called Trial by Fire. It's different than our norm, so it's a drama. It's not action-y or slasher-y like we've been working on in the past. It's a heartfelt drama based on veterans with PTSD and kind of exploring that, and our main character uses the performing arts to try to overcome it.
And so you kind of have done some different action-y or I don't know, gory or whatever you want to call it, or the last one maybe. But so this is a new twist for you. So is it just to adventure and try new things, or did you feel a calling to this particular?
Yeah, well, it's a project I've been wanting to work on for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we got some veterans in the area to help on this project. I'm a veteran myself, and
thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate it. And we felt that there needed to be some attention brought to PTSD and kind of the mental health issue going on, especially here with veterans, and they need something else to look at other than pills or therapy. There has to be something within their passionate hobbies and everyday lives that they can look to.
Absolutely. So on the film, tell us, how long is the actual film?
Yeah, is this a real film?
Yeah, it's just over 2 hours long.
Wow. And who writes the script for this?
That was myself, yeah.
Because that
he does a lot.
That is not an easy trek.
No.
No, he's very talented.
So has this been a project you've been working on for a while?
Yeah, I'd say before filming, it was about a year in the works, writing, getting all the locations figured out, who would play what. A lot of little minor adjustments in there along the way, too.
Where do you find your actors?
A lot of it is just, you know, locally picked out actors. We kind of have a small little talent pool here. We're wanting to expand, of course, through like auditions. We hold auditions and anybody can come to those. But yeah, that's pretty much just all local people.
That's so cool.
I feel like since I have had the opportunity to interview you before, I just have to say you have a different air about you this time. And I feel like this is a passion project. There's just a different, I mean, it's weird over the air where people can't see it, but I'm in here and I've had him in here before and we've been talking about movies before, but I really feel like this is something like I'm here. This was serious. This is a passion project that maybe might mean something more to you than typically something in the past. Am I on point or?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we put a lot of heart and soul into this project, and it's just a beautiful story. It touches really close to home for myself, as well as our co-stars, and it will touch close to home for a lot of people out there, not just veterans. This isn't just targeted at veterans specifically. Anybody dealing with any battle can get something out of this film.
And we all do. That's the thing. We all do to some degree. And so, you know, what a courageous project take on. I mean, you know, the horror movies, seemed like it'd be a little easier. But when you get into emotions and telling a true story and you want to be true to that story, you know, it's quite a challenge. I appreciate you taking this on because here on the radio show, we're passionate. You know, it's something we support with Ride 22, several organizations. So I think it's important for the people that are not going through it. It could be family, could be friend, could be, mm-hmm. you know, a stranger.
Exactly.
You know, you can't understand fear at that depth, you know, and how paralyzing and how it can affect your life. So.
And others around you.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's absolutely. Not just the person suffering that always yeah. is the only one suffering. So it's. Yeah, and anytime we can bring awareness to this, this is something that, you know, we're really passionate about on the show is the veterans and everything and supporting, like we said, Ride for 22. And I know Carlos's raffle this month is going towards veterans and dealing with PTSD and other things. So this is just kind of on point. And I think I'm really proud of you for doing this.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, this is still a good film. You know, it's still interesting. I mean, so there. It's not just an educational; it's a good piece of artwork.
So, where can people see it, view it, buy tickets? Tell us all that information, Jake.
Well, our premiere is going to be at Jacoby Auditorium at UCC here on the 14th. It's coming up really quick.
Yes.
Oh, cool! But, what a great place to watch a film.
Yeah. No, lots of space there, community-driven kind of thing. And, you know, if you miss that, we could. We're going to have it on the 16th at the Radio Days Museum and Theater in Sutherland. It's a small little hole-in-the-wall place down there. And if you miss that, it's at the Grand Victorian Theater in Myrtle Creek on the 29th.
So. Nice. So how do people find these dates or your information on your website or?
Facebook.
So we're on Facebook, Spider King Studios. Our website has all the ticket information on there. $8 for people. General admission, $5 for veterans, and we'll be offering digital and DVD sales after the fact as well. So it'll be around.
Will you be? So I know when we talked last time, I mean, you really do these on what I think is a bare bones budget, which is amazing. What you're able to create on for the amount of money that you try to fund these with. So I know funding is always an issue. Volunteers are always an issue. So is the website and the Facebook page the best way to reach out if somebody's interested in donating to Spider Kings or helping you promote the art within the community?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're about to integrate some ways that you can support us further. and that will be on our website here very soon. You could subscribe through email so you can get caught up through email updates or go onto our Facebook and receive updates like that.
Excellent.
Well, you know, and I want to point out, this isn't just a bunch of kids running around with video cameras. These are professional projects. So I encourage everybody to get out there and see this film, and what a great place to watch it from. Comfortable, great seating. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I just, I didn't go the last one, I'm going to be honest, because gory is not my thing. It's just so not, and I'm just being truthful about that.
Me too.
But this is my thing. You have very much intrigued my interest today.
Yep.
And again, I just want to say how proud I am for you, because I know with your time in service, and this hits close to home, and it's going to hit close to home for a lot of people. But sometimes we have to push that button and just expose it and talk about it and see what we can do to help. I mean, we just voted on trying to look at more money going to the VA to help people. So, I mean, I think it's very timely.
Yeah,
that was my short version of a long statement.
Yeah, and thank you for, you know, giving veterans a break. You know, it's just a few bucks, but mm-hmm. it's more... You know, a thank you to your fellow soldiers and for all those who made the huge commitment and sacrifice and who may be suffering to this day for the challenges that they face. So I'm excited to watch the film.
So, Jake, I want to make sure people got this before we're done here. So tell us again where they can get the tickets and your website and Facebook information, please.
Yeah, so that is SpiderKingStudios.com. Or search us on Facebook at Spire King Studios. All the ticket info is on our website.
For all the different locations?
Yeah, the locations are there. It's pretty easy to figure it out once you're on the website. And lots of behind-the-scenes stuff on Facebook if you want to get a feel of what the movie will be like. I really do want to emphasize that there are some heavy themes that we deal with in the movie. So if, you know, things can be triggering to you, just keep that in mind. It's mm-hmm. realistic in forms of how PTSD is represented.
So bring a friend.
Yeah.
Bring a friend. I mean,
yeah. Your support person.
So somebody we can talk about it and lean on it and get help you through these problems together.
Yeah. Well, Jake, thank you so much for coming and updating us on Spider King Studios and what you guys are offering up next, and then we'll look for future projects in the future. Love to have you on anytime you're out there doing anything.
A comedy. How about a good comedy?
Working on a comedy next. So
get out.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so very welcome. So everybody go to Spider King Studios, check out those dates, and support the wonderful people in our community who are spreading the word via cinema here on PTSD for Veterans. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of your cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN and 93.9 FM. Thank you so much.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back with your cue and Angie Painter. Stop calling. I'm giving her a bad time. So this is Shannon Allen, and I think Angie's on the phone. Is Angie on the phone?
Are we on the show?
Yeah, we're on the show right now.
Sorry, people. Angie, quit calling me. Sorry, the cable guy's at the house.
The cable guy. That's a funny movie. So how neat is that?
Well, that was awkward.
That was so neat that he, they graduated, and these kids, and they've been making movies, and their talents and their skills are growing, and then they use it to put out such a powerful message about PTSD and veterans.
That's brave.
I'm really impressed.
That is a brave topic to take on.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what a fun day.
Yeah, that was, I learned a lot. The Floyd Lane House. I'm going to be on point with that now with my game. And I think I'm taking my grandson Hunter to that this weekend, just to stop by and see.
The 11th from 1 to 4, so those who missed it, I want to make sure, go to the Floyd Lane House, and they're going to have an open house.
And yeah, I want to see the singers and do all that. He's really into the arts and, like, the plays and stuff, so I think he would actually appreciate this old-time period costumes and all of that.
Wouldn't that be cool to have him do a film based on old time Douglas County, and kind of go back in time. And
this is cool.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That's a great idea, Alan. That was good.
Well, thank you. Once in a while, something slips out, and it's like 90% of the time, it's pure hot air and wasted time as Gordon, my wife. But
it was
fun to be back. I want to thank everybody for listening and waiting for me. It's like, oh God, he's back.
No, they had to put up with me last week, and I think they're like, it's probably more like, oh, thank the Lord that Alan's back and giving her some assistance, because I was a little rusty last week, and I owned it. And then now going in and out of commercials, it's a bit rough today.
Yeah, you run on exhaustion, Well, one thing I want to kind of point out and remind everybody that we're right in the middle of the Christmas season, not the holiday season, the Christmas season.
Yeah, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yeah, and I know it's right now we start getting chaos. What do we get? And all that stuff. But kind of embrace this season.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace each other. My gosh, we've got a lot of garbage going on in the world. But, this time of year, there's some people out there who might need a hug. They're feeling lonely. Reach out to them.
I'll
be the hugger, man. But anyway, let's put some real light out there, not through Christmas lights, but through our hearts. So reach out, and lift each other up and really make Douglas County a special place to be.
I honestly feel like I've seen quite a bit of that this year. I don't know where I went in yesterday, but this kiddo, younger man, I know, honestly, probably could have been 25 or 30,
Or 40.
I don't know, but a nice young man. Anyway, he held the door open for me, and I thought, I should not take that for granted that somebody would do that just because of their kind person or what. So I said, thank you so much. That was very thoughtful and kind of you. And he just lit up.
Yep. And that is,
I didn't
expect
it. I appreciated it.
If you're at the store, and you're heading into a store, mm-hmm. why don't you walk over and grab someone's cart and take it back for them? See somebody struggling with some heavy, heavy groceries or something, give them a hand, mm-hmm. And I try to do that when I go to the store, not bragging on myself, but can I say, I think I get more out of it than they do. So,
maybe, but
brighten your own world while you brighten someone else's. It doesn't take money to spread love. That's one thing the Lord gave us an abundance of. So we can always give it away and never run out. So let's, this Christmas season, share the gift of love with everyone.
Yeah, I'm like, bust out your Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what.
That's a little overjoyous, but
yeah.
Hey, I kind of like it.
Let her rip. But that's as close as you'll ever see me to getting to feelers. So everyone knows Shannon's department is feelers.
But I've worked really hard on that. I've failed a couple times as of recently even. But
Well, I freaking love Christmas. So,
you do.
I do. I actually, Christmas Day bums me out because of kind of the official end of the season. But, I do love Christmas. And then so let's get out and spread the joy. Spread the joy and don't hesitate talking about our Lord.
No.
That's what it's all about. I always thought, this is the greatest con in the world. We've got everybody celebrating our Lord, whether they believe in him or not. How cool is that?
Right.
So, spread the great, gift that the Lord's given us by coming down,
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
All right.
And we're very Christmassy at the office. The girls, it was hard to stifle those boxes coming out before Halloween even. It was like, okay, simmer down now.
Yeah, we'll have the hot butter rums going here.
It'll be good. Well, I just want to thank everybody for their kindness and patience. But I have to say some winners and some cool stuff here today. So our... Oh, what did I do with that?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, okay. So we have a winner from Umpqua Survival. Shannon forgot to... His name's Wayne. Wayne, congratulations. I'll be calling you tomorrow to let you know you
You're
going to
have every Wayne in the county calling you.
Well, no, they can wait. I'll be calling you. If you're the right Wayne, you're getting a phone call. Oh, Skyler's going to kill me from Umpqua Survival. But I also have to say that Dale's... family member, he just got a text that Selena got Employee of the Month for the Veterans Association. So congratulations to her, and you know what to do, Douglas County. It's that time for us to check out, but be kind and show your Christmas spirit.
We love y'all. Merry Christmas.
Until next week, Alan and Shannon are out.